This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Is Sky Blues Extra.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Sky Blue Extra match day preview in association with the Sky Blue Tavern and Dylan's Brewery. I'm Matt, and this week I'll be joined by Ross as we look ahead to hopefully another positive result as the Sky Blues take on Plymouth at the CBS this coming Tuesday evening. Ross, how are we doing?
Yeah, all good, mate. All good. Just focusing now on Tuesday, mate, and getting another 3 points under the board and another clean sheet.
Yeah, back-to-back wins would be really nice after so long without a victory, and that obviously coming to an end this weekend against Millwall with that 3-0 road victory. As I mentioned, it is Plymouth who City will be lining up against on Tuesday evening. So let's jump into that one. Ross, on the face of it, looks like an opportunity to pick up another 3 points. What are your thoughts about Plymouth?
Yeah, I think when you look at these teams, you need to be beating them anyway. And I know people go, oh, they've beat Sunderland, they've drew with Middlesbrough, they've done this, etc. But as I've previously said to people, you know, in our group, they're a home team. They pick up all their points at home, away from home. Even their own fans say they're naff away from home. Like, they go away and follow them, but they know that majority of the time they're not going to win, because especially teams like us who have a good fan base, you know, we've only lost once at home all season. And that was to West Brom. So we don't actually lose much at our ground. So coming off the back of this 3-0 win at the weekend and two clean sheets, I fully expect us to be able to deal with them really and score another couple of goals against them and get a good win. Something like a 2-0 would be nice. Another 2 or 3-0 would be a lovely result for us, you know, getting three clean sheets in a row and a couple of games where we score a few goals. I think that's another important thing for us, and not just scraping by and going back to, oh, we've only scored one goal. You know, if Hadji could get a couple, or, you know, someone could score a couple of goals and we end up winning 2 or 3-0, that would be a perfect scenario going into the Ipswich game on the Saturday. But yeah, I expect us to win that game, but I think obviously they will cause us problems, and they have got a few good little players that we'll probably need to keep an eye out for as well.
Yeah, looking at them in a bit more detail, so they currently sit in 19th spot, just one place above the Sky Blues. Their last five games, they've won two, lost two, and picked up one draw. So pretty mixed bag for them, which has seemed to be the case pretty much throughout the season. But one thing that does stand out with Plymouth, there does seem to be a lot of goals in their games.
Yeah.
19 goals in the last five. And I think it's 29 for them in total, which is only bettered by, I think, the top two in Norwich. But they do ship a lot of goals at the other end as well. I think it's only the bottom four and Norwich who have conceded more. So we've talked about, you know, it'd be really nice to get another clean sheet and get a few goals. It looks like there'll be opportunities at both ends of the pitch, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think They've got Morgan Whittaker. He's a good player. He scored a good goal this weekend, just gone. He's a really good goal against Sunderland. They've got the lad up front. What's his name? Is it? Oh, I forgot his name. Ryan something. That's it. Ryan Hardy. Hardy up front. He's another player to sort of watch out for. I don't really know too much about their defense apart from that they do ship a lot of goals. But yeah, they've got a few sort of standout players in Hardy. Obviously they've got that other guy as well. What's his name? Is it Bally Mumber? I think he's a nice little player as well. They've got a few players that can cause us problems. But I think as a whole, we have sort of a team. Well, we do have a much better team in terms of the money we've spent on them, etc., and the positions that we're in and the players that we've got and the caliber of players. We should be beating them, and especially as we're at home. It's not like we're talking about going to their place. We're playing them at our place in front of what will probably be a minimum of 21,000, I'd expect. So I doubt they're going to bring too many up on the Tuesday, considering it's a Tuesday night and it's a quite a long trip down, well, up for them and down for us, isn't it? So I imagine they'll probably maybe bring one and a half at the most. So I'm expecting probably 22,000, and the majority of it being Cov fans. So with that behind us, after having two clean sheets, a win on Saturday, I think I'm hoping there'll be a more positive atmosphere in the ground where we get behind them from the minute the whistle blows and we're in the ground, and you'll feel that change. And if we get behind the team, I'm more than fancy us to go and win. But the first goal will be key. I think if we score first, there's only one winner. But if they get the first goal, it could be a bit of an interesting game for us chasing it and trying to get back into it. But hopefully we get that first goal and we get another 2 or 3 nil victory, mate. That'd be lovely.
You take that. Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things maybe for me with Plymouth is their unpredictability when it comes to the top end of the pitch. You know, Whittaker, obviously a player that we were apparently
interested in. We were linked with him, weren't we? Yeah.
During the summer. He's pretty much set, but in a more, I guess, wide role in the attacking half of the pitch. They generally set up with a 4-3-3. They have changed that a couple of times this season, but more often than not, they do set up as a 4-3-3. But there's a lot of change when it comes to that main striker, that real centre forward for them. I think over the last five games, they've had four changes there with Ben Wayne, Luke Kundal, Ryan Hardy, we talked about, and Bundu, who you mentioned as well, all lining up in that area of the pitch. So would that be a bit of a concern, that unpredictability with, obviously, yes, we know the threat that Whittaker can bring, but do we really know what they will do along that front line outside of, you know, maybe Whittaker starting on that
right-hand
side?
Not really, if I'm honest. I think the main thing is how they set up. I think if they come and play a 4-3-3 against our 4-3-3, we should absolutely muller them in terms of we're the home team and we should dominate the possession against them. They're not going to come to us and try and dominate possession. They're not stupid. They're away from home. They're in a big stadium in front of 20,000 fans. We've just won 3-0. We've got a good team. They'll know that. They're not going to try and have 60% possession and be passing it out from the back. They're going to try and frustrate us, and they're going to try and play on the counter and transitions and use your Ryan Hardys, your Bally Mumbers and your Morgan Whittakers to break on us.
It was just the Leeds game was the one in the last maybe four or five where they have changed the formation, where obviously you're probably thinking they're expecting to, you obviously sit back a lot of the game and allow the opposition to have more of the possession.
I believe that game was 2-1, but I actually watched that. And if Leeds took their chances, it would have been about 6 before Plymouth even scored 1. So it wasn't a case of it was a close game. No, Plymouth conceded so many. Pirro missed chances. I don't normally see him miss. Somerville was missing chances. Jorginho Rutter was missing. They all missed chances that they should have been burying and that you've seen them bury. So if they'd have done that, it would have probably been about 4 or 5 nil. So again, I think we'll have a lot of chances. It's good that we're going into this game with confidence, though. That's what I like. If we hadn't have won Saturday, it would have still been the same. It would have been going, oh, but if we get in those positions, what are we going to do? But now we've had that win, I really, really think that will be confident in those positions now. Like when Tats gets a chance to shoot, I think he's going to shoot now rather than making that extra pass, because he has scored that goal now and he knows that he's got that confidence. And those things make a big difference, like testing the keeper earlier on and really putting them under pressure. When we get corners, Eccles really whipping good balls into the box. Those things will be key on Tuesday. And if we can get an early goal in the first sort of 15, 20 minutes of that game, that really puts the game in our favour then, because then Plymouth have got to come at us and then the game opens up and then you've got your Hadjis, your Tatsis that can get in behind, and before you know it, it could be 2 or 3 nil and it's game over and we see the game out and we take the win. So it's not that simple. I'm talking as if we're going to do it like that. It could be that we score a late and 90th minute goal for all we know, but looking at the perspective of how they set up and the amount they concede, I'll be surprised if there's not goals in the game, especially after we've just scored three and we've got a bit of confidence. So yeah, it'll be an interesting game, but I fully expect us to get the win.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You're listening to Sky Blues Extra.
Yeah, an interesting one that you've touched on there for me is around possession. You know, we in the pod following the Millwall game, we touched on the fact of, very briefly touched on the fact that possession stats in that run of four games where we lost were overwhelmingly in favour of Coventry, as in Coventry had the overwhelming amount, majority of possession in those games. And in most of those games, it was, you know, comfortably over 60%, pushing towards, in some cases, 70% as well. So, but obviously we lost all four games. And then you look at the last two against Stoke, where, you know, hopefully most people consider it a bit of an improved performance while still being a bit frustrating. But yeah. And then you go into the Millwall game, where obviously a 3-0 win, fantastic away day for everybody involved. And they're both games where we were the lesser in terms of possession, and against Millwall quite comfortably. I think it was 37%. So we have seen the improvement in terms of results, if nothing else, that less possession has brought to the side, even if it is just over the last couple of games. But we look at Plymouth, and as you've touched on quite rightly, they are a side that I think they understand who they are as a football club, and reflect that on the football pitch as well, because they look at the last five or six games for them, always been the lesser side in terms of possession, quite often in those situations as well, you know, below kind of 40%. So,
yeah, for sure.
The natural inclination in this game possibly is to think Coventry is the home side, is maybe expecting to have the better players, is to want to try and dominate the ball. But kind of recent form hasn't suggested that's the best way to go for us. So my point would be, it's a little bit of an interesting dynamic, because I'm sure Plymouth would be quite happy to let us have the ball.
Yeah, for sure.
How do we set up on that front as well? Because, you know, in one respect, you think you're confident because we've got the better players and we would want to have the ball and we would expect to be creative, but recent history hasn't potentially supported that theory.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one as well, because if you look in terms of transitions and them letting us have the ball, I actually listened to the Millwall manager over the weekend, Joe Edwards, and he actually said he was frustrated with Millwall because they had worked on our weak area, and where we've had a lot of pain over this season is in the wide areas and getting the ball out wide. And I think a lot of teams have noted that with us, that it's an area that we have been poor in, is our wing backs. And a lot of teams have had joy down our sides and have utilized that against us. And Plymouth are going to be another one of those where they're going to try and put their strongest players in those wide positions, i.e. your Ballymumbers, your Hardies, your Whittakers, and get them on the transition and to hurt us. Because all it takes is one good counter-attack with us dominating the ball, a Whittaker shot, and it's in the back of our net and we're 1-0 down. So we have to be really, really mindful and careful of that, that we're not over-committing too early on, and that when dominating the ball, we're dominating it in a way that we're not giving the ball away while doing so. We're keeping the ball and working an overload and working our way into positions, not just throwing all guns blazing at it and trying to get everyone forward, losing it on a silly giveaway and then getting countered and finding ourselves 1-0 down. We need to make sure that we really try and pick them off as sort of strategically as we can, so to speak, rather than just going, right, we're at home, we want to get a quick early goal, let's try and bomb everyone on and then, you know, accidentally give the ball away and then we're 1-0 down. If we can work our openings against them, I think we'll cause some problems. But it was an interesting touch from the Millwall manager. I thought actually that is quite a key point that a lot of teams have probably been working on against us, is that we're in our wide areas, especially towards, like, when we've been using wing backs, we've been weak. Once our wing backs get on, they can counter us. So it'll be interesting to see how that changes now, and the dynamic changes now we're in a back four and how we get on. So yeah, it'll be interesting, mate.
Yeah, it's I think the point for me is, you know, we're obviously, you're not going to have a game where two sides are just going to be passing it to the opposition and saying let's wait for the counter, or let's wait for you to make a mistake. I think for us though, it's I think there are clear indications of the fact of when we've got possession, use it the right way and make sure we're set up well at the back and we're structured well at the back, but move the ball fast. Definitely. Where we've seen, especially in that Millwall game, you know, we did see Bidwell come forward and create
crisp passes as well.
Yeah, Milan, you know, obviously it's a little bit of a change for him in terms of playing a more set right back role, but you have got Eccles, you have got potential if he can overlap, and then maybe Sakamoto can drop back a little bit because we've seen him play in a defensive role on the right as well. But moving the ball forward fast and maybe risking the opportunity of losing the ball, but whilst being regimented at the back, but to move the ball forward quickly to really cause them problems versus what we've seen at home maybe in the last, you know, four or five games. We've dominated the ball but really struggled to create massively clear-cut chances. Yeah. And there have obviously been moments in all of those games where we could say if we'd have been a bit more clinical, it would have been a different story. But I don't know, it just maybe feels a bit languid at times in the past where we've held the ball for long periods of time but really struggled to break a team down versus let's move it at pace. And if, you know what, if we lose the ball on a couple of occasions, then we can live with that as long as we're regimented at the back, because the stats show us that it's not the worst thing in the world if we don't dominate the ball in terms of possession. We can take those risks.
Yeah, and, you know, playing a bit more direct, like the balls we were playing into Hadji yesterday, you know, those little runs off the channels in behind. We've not seen that as much, to be honest. We've probably took two or three extra passes before we've got it out to him, whereas it was quick little interchanging passes and then it was bang, straight into Hadji. There was no messing around. And that's what we need to see more of, you know, catching teams off guard. Instead of trying to gradually work build-ups and play in this nice way, let's play a little bit, like you said, quicker and take those risks and play into dangerous areas, because, you know, playing into dangerous areas is a dangerous risk. But ultimately to score goals, you have to take risks. And sometimes I think we've been sceptical of not doing that ourselves. I think we don't take enough risks. I think we've been trying to do things too simply. And I think that's not worked for us. And I think yesterday we finally showed that, take a bit of a gamble and a risk with how we play and how we pass, and it worked, and we scored three goals from it. So I think now that will hopefully allow the team, especially in front of our home fans, you want to do that type of stuff, because it will really get the fans behind you. They'll be singing, they'll be G'd up, you know, and they'll be feeling that difference in the team and the confidence. So I think if we can do that Tuesday, mate, I think we can really take it to Plymouth, and we could end up getting another good few goals in that game if we play well. So it will be interesting to see how we set up and how we play.
And do you see, obviously coming off the back of a 3-0 away victory, it would I guess, suggests that we wouldn't expect to see too much in the way of change. But would you see there being any possibility of any change in that start?
No, I don't think the back four is going to change. I think Milan now, he's been rested, so he's going to need games. He's going to need minutes in his legs to get fresher again. I think Tats is going to have you can't drop him when he scored. He scored and had a great game. If Robbins drops it, then the fans are just going to be fuming because they're just going to be, what can the lad do to keep playing? You can't drop someone who's had a game like that, regardless of it's not like we're playing Leicester at home. No disrespect to Plymouth, they're down there for a reason, and they will be come the end of the season. We've got to be taking it to these teams, so I don't really expect any changes. I think we had a strong bench yesterday. It maybe would be nice to even see like Palmer maybe on the bench, although he might not be able to be brought on or bring him on for 10 minutes if we're winning or something. But again, it all depends how he's been training and how he's feeling. But we know Robbins said with O'Hare, didn't he? Oh, he's not going to play. And then he was on the bench. So, and obviously Palmer's had nowhere near as worse an injury as O'Hare. So you never know. Palmer could be even in the mix on Tuesday and could be on the bench again, which would be another nice option, because we actually don't have any under 21s or 23s on the bench now. It's our actual full squad is back out. So we've just got a full squad of players that are the 16, 17 players that we've got, which is great to look at, because we've now got considerable options all over the pitch for every position that we need to change and move things around in, which is nice. So I don't expect any changes, mate, if I'm honest. Just want to see a nice strong bench and that same starting 11.
Yeah. No, agreed. And sounds like you're quite confident heading into this one, but we'll get a score prediction from you. What do you think we'll end up seeing on Tuesday night?
I'm going to go 2-0. I'd like to see another 3-0, but I'm going to keep my realistic head on. I'm going to go for a 2-0. I'm going to go for another clean sheet for us. I'm going to go for a couple of goals. I think Hadji's going to get one. I'm hoping Hadji could get one, and maybe Sims could get one, maybe coming off the bench. You know, it could be a simple, like we could go 1-0 up and have a few chances. Then Sims gets bought on 60th, 70th minute, and then finally gets a home goal in front of the fans, which could be an extra boost for us, knowing that he's finally then scored at home as well, which hopefully would be a bit of a weight off his shoulders. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see a Sims goal and a Hadji goal and a 2-0 win. But I'm not going to predict that. I'm just going to predict the 2-0 win.
2-0, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be kind of ideal. You know, we've come out of a game on Saturday where you'd pretty much say, other than maybe Wright getting on the score sheet, it's pretty much an ideal
result scenario, wasn't it?
A similar case if this happens. I think you're right in terms of what you said earlier on the first goal, and it's very much a footballing cliche, isn't it? And it's always important, that first goal. But this one for me, especially so, I think if we can get an early goal against Plymouth, I do think they're really going to struggle. You know, they, as you say, they're going to have to come out and play. And I could just see us picking them off then, if I'm completely honest, if we were to get that goal. But it is a case of getting that goal, and you can always get hit and you can get hurt. They've got some players who've, you know, you looked at the likes of people we've talked about, Whittakers and Kundals and Hardy. They've all got a few goals to their name. I think all of them have got at least, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 goals, which is, you know, up there with our top scorer in Godden, and above him in some cases. So we do have to respect that, and we have to respect that they do carry something of a threat with the number of goals they've scored this season. But if we can get that first goal, I would imagine it would lead to quite a comfortable victory from there. So
yeah,
I would agree. I think a 2-0 for me would be a pretty fair reflection on what we can expect to see on Tuesday night. And obviously back-to-back wins, which should set us up nicely going into the Christmas period, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would do, mate. And 3 clean sheets in a row as well would be lovely. No goals conceded again would be nice going into that Ipswich game, which in reality we'd all expect to probably concede in that game, considering that they score in pretty much every game they play in, bar obviously the West Brom. But if we could go to Ipswich and keep another one and win after back of Tuesday, playoffs would be on, wouldn't they, mate?
You're right over that. Yeah, even just, as you say, the confidence, you know, another clean sheet in this game. Yes, Ipswich have looked pretty potent in front of goal, but actually actually, we talk about it, I believe Plymouth have scored more goals than Ipswich. Yes, that might be a bit distorted. They had that 6-2 against Norwich, which is obviously helped that. But, you know, they had to score those goals as well. So it'd be an interesting one. Sometimes the perceptions there in Plymouth, you know, certainly feel like a lot more of a, or feels like a lot more of a winnable game than Ipswich. But they have scored a lot of goals.
Yeah, they're not afraid to shoot.
Yeah, and it probably leans to that importance of the first goal and maybe changing the way that they'd like to play this game. But another win on the horizon, I think we're both in agreement on that one. So we'll obviously have to wait and see what happens on Tuesday evening. But for now, thanks again for your time, Ross, this afternoon. And again, another shout out to our fantastic sponsors at the Sky Blue Tavern and Dylan's Brewery. And as ever, if you agree with anything we've talked about or disagree with anything we've talked about on today's podcast, please do let us know. We always love to hear your opinions using that hashtag SBE podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sky Blues Extra podcast.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.